Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We just bless you, God, this morning. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 welcome. All amen to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that Jesus will fix it for you? Hallelujah. If you let him, he will fix it for you. My God, we give him glory this morning. We lift him up. Glory to God, because he's God all by himself. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we just want the Lord to have his way on this mind this morning. We just ask God this morning, amen, glory to God, to clear the airways, Lord Jesus. We just ask, Lord God, the presence of the Holy Spirit to come aboard even now, even greater, hallelujah. We just ask, Lord, for our eyes to be open, our ears be open, glory to God, and the Spirit. And the Spirit of the living God will come and envelope us on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are on. Glory to God with a revival this morning. Amen. Come on, let's say revive us this morning, Lord Jesus. Revive us. Revive us, God. We need revival within our soul on this morning. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God this morning for you, you, and you, and allow me to come into your homes this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I lift the name of Jesus up this morning. Amen. Glory to God, because I opened my eyes one more time. Amen. That means that God is not through with me yet. And the same with you. Amen. You opened your eyes this morning. Hallelujah. That means that the Lord Jesus Christ is not through with you yet. Amen. Come on and lift your hands up and tell him, thank you for waking me up this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. With that being said, amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We have to pray always. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you for your sovereignty, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do on this day, Lord God. How you're going to open up the airways, Lord God. How you're going to touch us this morning, Lord God. How you're going to breathe on us this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come this morning, Lord Jesus, we just ask for a supernatural divine intervention. Yes, Holy Spirit, within our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit, God, go where they are at, right, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord God, do a supernatural divine intervention in our lives on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We need a special touch from you, God, from heaven today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us embrace what the Lord has for us on today. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And we say thank you, God, for your divine invitation. Glory to God, to come higher in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for what you're going to do on this morning, Lord God. We thank you. Hallelujah. How you're going to birth in us a new thing, that we will be barren no more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. Now, God, yes, Holy Spirit, I pray, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Oh, Holy Spirit, that only comes from you, Lord. Speak to thy people today, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, break yokes today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, Father God, over their lives, Father God, yokes of just break the yokes, God. Break the yokes, God. Break the yokes, God, today over their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I lift you up. These things I pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This morning, I want to speak to us, and that we know that the Holy Spirit, he has his way. Amen. But the just, shall live by faith. Amen. Praise God. And as he is saying this morning, amen, barren no more. Glory to God. A new birthing season. How about that, people of God? Hallelujah. Today is a new slate. It's a new page. It's a new chapter today. Amen. Praise God. Yesterday is gone. Today, glory to God, we are looking for God, hallelujah, the manifestation of his power, glory to God, being active in our lives. Come on, people of God, the Holy Spirit being active active in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, activate, God. Activate. Activate in my life, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So today I want to take us to the passage of scripture that we all know this morning. Amen. I'm going to go to Habakkuk. Hallelujah. Habakkuk, the second chapter. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read as the Lord gives me the first, the second chapter, starting at verse number one. He says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. The Bible says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But listen what he says. But at the end, it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely, come on, surely come and will not tarry. Going to stop right there. Hallelujah. As the Lord says, the just shall live by faith. This we are barren no more, a season of birthing. Come on, Holy Spirit. Write, he said, write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision and this message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It enters for the coming. It can hardly wait. It doesn't lie. So if it seems slow in coming, he says, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. Somebody say right on time, because some of you are waiting for God to do something supernatural in your life. No more barrenness. Life is a process of diminishing dreams, I will say. Yes, this is true. If we live only for self, there are two results if our dreams focus only on oneself fulfillment. Life either denies us achieving those dreams or disappoints us when we arrive. When we discover that the goals were achieved are far less fulfilling than we expected, and we still powerless, come on, to stop the relentless approach of eternity. The believers can escape the grips of this cycle, and glory to God, and fully embrace life right to the end. The Bible is filled with people, come on, who had dreams and had many struggles and setbacks before their dreams was realized. Can I say that one more time, people of God? Because we have to understand, praise God, if we take a look at the Bible, yes, Holy Spirit, the Bible is full with people who had dreams, and they had many struggles. They had many setbacks. Come on, Holy Ghost, before their dreams was realized. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. But guess what, people of God? Great fulfillment along the way. And Abraham, hallelujah, we know that Abraham, we always talk about Abraham by faith. Abraham, come on, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Come on, Holy Spirit, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be call, come on, Holy Ghost, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. Come on, people of God, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Glory to God, because we realize that God stopped him in the midst of everything, that the dream has to come to pass. Whatever God has spoken in the lives of his people, it will surely come to pass. We take a look at, glory to God, just give you some examples of what happened in life in the Bible. Amen. Praise God. We know that these people are great witness. Praise God for us. Amen. That we can take a look at their lives and know that God did not forget about you, that God knows where you're at. God knows your address. God knows what you need. Come on, Holy Spirit. May God up Masia, because glory to God, God is concerned about everybody, and he wants us to be blessed above measures. We find that Jacob, amen, glory to God, 14 years working for Rachel, glory to God. He had to work for her, praise God. We know the circumstances. I don't want to go through the Bible, amen, and read the whole scripture, amen. But there was some things that happened in his life, amen, praise God. Those were the struggles. Those were the setbacks, glory to God. But at the point of time, things came to pass. Look at Joseph. Life. Amen. Praise God. They threw him in the pit. Come on, somebody. He's with Potiphar. Glory to God. He's in prison. Glory to God. And then all of a sudden, praise God, I'm going to end up in the palace. There was some struggles. There was some setbacks, but there was a timing of God. My God, I give you glory. Look at Ruth's life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. She was a widow. She was barren. She was homeless. Praise God. She was a foreigner. Glory to God. Working in the field, picking up scraps, amen. And then, glory to God, look what God did for her life, amen. She ended up owning the field and being fruitful. My God, I give you glory. Israel, Israel, Israel in Egypt. We find that Israel, praise God, a lot of people in Egypt, they were slaves and family freed and end up in their land of Canaan. Come on, Spirit of the Living God. Look at Peter's life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I just want to let you know, praise God, that you might go into some struggles. You might go into some setbacks, but surely God will deliver. My God, I say thank you. Peter being a leader, then he went from being a leader to a failure, praise God, because he went back, praise God, and then God raised him back up, amen, praise God. He got stronger, saved many souls, glory to God. He was leading again, praise God, hallelujah. For that one that, amen, that fell back in life, praise God, God is able to do an even greater thing in your life. He came back with more power because all the godly sorrow that he went through, praise God, even Jesus had to come back and get him, praise God, hallelujah, asking him, where is Peter? Where's the one that fell back? Where's that one, praise God, he looked for Peter because he knew that he gave Peter life, praise God. He told Peter, glory to God, you should be the rock. Come on, someone, you should be that one. Look at Jesus, amen, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, seated in authority, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, even Jesus had to go through the struggles. He had to go through the setbacks, amen, but the dreams that God has given us, people of God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, it surely shall come to pass. Look at, he said, write it in big letters, amen, write read it, write it, because it surely shall come to pass. It surely shall come at the time appointed. Amen. Praise God. Though it seems like it's tarrying, wait for it, because look at Paul's life. Paul, Pharisee, he was hellbound, come on persecuting the believers. On the road of Damascus, Paul, my God, I give you glory. A young man, glory to God. In Romans 1:1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Come on, somebody. Lay your hands on yourself this morning, people of God. God has a blessing with your name on it. God has the glory to God. What he put on the inside of you has not died. Come on. Paul died with dreams still burning in his heart. Old age had not aged his spirit at all. Paul's secret was his greatest desire. The Bible says in Philippians 3:10, I might know him, he says, that I might know him, that I might know the Lord Jesus Christ even greater. Come on, I want to talk to us that just shall live by faith. Come on, Holy Spirit. As is breathe in your direction for everything to change. Giving birth, visions and dreams require intimacy with the Lord. Give him permission to breathe on you and in you. Come on, Holy Spirit. To breathe on you requires closeness. The place of intimacy is where dreams and visions are birthed and shared. The things of God are not hidden from us. They are hidden for us. We have to understand and say it with me today. Stir my heart with the dreams and plans for me, Lord. Stir my heart with your dreams and your plans for me, Lord. Some of your times of greatest temptation to quit are the times God is drawing you into deeper fellowship with him. To the very end, Paul writes like a young man, full of zeal and interest in life, full of big plans and dreams for the future. Nothing is dying inside of Paul. It's just getting stronger. Though our outer man, come on, I want to talk to the ones that feel like, Lord, I'm just getting old and wrinkles and things are happening in my life, but God is able to do what he say he's going to do. Paul, our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. How close is your intimacy with the Lord? Aging is a physical process that can't be halted. But old is an attitude. See, I know I'm getting older, but I'm not going to allow myself, amen, praise God, hallelujah, to put myself down because it's my attitude. I might be 60-something, but I feel like I'm 17 years old. Y'all, I'm just paraphrasing for somebody that feel like, oh, my God, I'm getting old. I'm getting older. Look at me. Look at my physical being. But that's supposed to be what happens in life. We were never meant to stay at a child. Amen. Praise God. We were supposed to age with grace. I want to talk to somebody that feels like, glory to God, what happened? Glory to God. But you're aging with grace. Come on, somebody. Say, I'm aging with grace. The grace of God. My God, I say thank you. I'm still yet here. God still still yet doing things in my life. God, still yet birthing, amen. I have a close intimacy with God, though my outer man perish. Glory to God, glory to God. My inner man is being renewed day by day. Come on, somebody. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. That's what the Bible says. They shall be fat and flourishing. That's Psalms 92 for the ones that feel this way this morning. Psalms 92 and 14. Can I give it to you like that? Praise God. How am I sick? What am I fear? They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. And even to your old age, I am here, saith the Lord. Come on, somebody. And even to the gray hair will I carry you. I have made, come on, I have made, and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. That's Isaiah 46 and 4. I have made, and I shall carry. I shall bear. And I shall deliver. Can I say that one more time? Somebody needs to hear, glory to God, what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today. I have made you. I will carry you. And you shall bear. And I shall deliver. If you are breathing, there is still an opportunity for every promise to come to pass. When God begins expanding and increasing us, he challenges us, people of God. How am I sick? What am I fear? How many know that there's a great expansion that's coming to our life? Glory to God. Glory to God. Expansion of new doors. Expansion of increase. Expansion in ministry. Everything is being expanded. The just shall live by faith. This is not our season, amen, glory to God, that we will not produce. We shall produce. Today is a day of new beginning, a day of possessions. Come on, somebody. It's a transition, crossing over, going into. The Bible says Caleb inherited the land. He scouted. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. What land are you scouting in your heart? Never surrender your destiny and your future to other people. Come on, Holy Spirit. Do the thing you were created to do and go after the dream God has placed in your heart. Your eternal inheritance is priceless, untainted, permanent, and secure. And no one can take it from you as long as you choose to follow him. I mean, absolutely, glory to God, no one. David's greatest battle wasn't Goliath. Come on, Holy Spirit. It was knowing who he was in the face of oppositions of others, especially some of his family. Come on, his own family, glory to God, never allowed the opinion of others to frame your world, fulfill your destiny, seek and walk with God. He will take you places you're never dreamed of. And that's what happens, amen, praise God. We allow people to dictate our lives, so we will not follow God because they don't believe what you believe. Come on, Holy Spirit. So when you got people around you that don't believe what you believe, they all go, you have to call on the name of the Lord. Allow God to come into your process, to get you into your land of expansion, to get you to the place that God has called you. I've learned from the depths of my past pain. It's impossible to be raised up. It is impossible to heal. Come on. It's possible, people, God. It's not impossible for God to do what he's going to do. Glory to God. It is possible to be raised up. It is possible to heal. There is no matter who tries to knock you down. It's important for you to know that God will always embrace you, hold you, come on, somebody, and help you get back up. Allow faith to arise in your heart and proclaim God's word over your life, no matter what you are facing. What are you facing today? We proclaim God's word over your life because God is a faithful God. Today I am praying, God, open doors of opportunity. Come on, somebody, and closes the door to the things that's holding you back in the name of Jesus. I declare every cycle of loss, grief, hurt, and brokenness come to an end in your life, and the abundant life of Christ is your testimony for your future. I pray, come on, Holy Spirit, a supernatural strength and discernment over you to step out and move into all God has for you today in this season ahead. a God dream. God inspired hope and expectation planted in your heart. What is so in your heart? Glory to God, that you know that God has placed it in your heart. Come on, Holy Spirit. The way you see and perceive things of a man or woman, it is made, come on, real in your spirit, mind, and imagination by the Holy Spirit. It is God putting a picture on the inside that more powerful than anything around you, and it shapes your future. Your future looks bright, people of God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Your future looks bright. I want to talk to somebody this morning. Amen. Praise God. That feel that your future is going nowhere. Praise God. I want to talk to that one. Praise God. That feel like their dreams are dying. I want to talk to that one. Praise God. I'm not saying what about Sunday. That feel like they don't have no hope this morning. I want to talk to the real church this morning. My God, I give you glory. As a person thinks in their heart, so are they. That's the Bible. As they are all alone in their heart. So they are at last in Acts. Come on, somebody. As you are all alone in your perception and the way you see are the things in your heart. So you will be at last in your action and reaction. So today, we have to declare a shift in our minds and our atmosphere. So today, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, from poverty to prosperity to joy, to from down and out, come on, to up and over it, come on, from bondage to freedom, come on, Holy Spirit, from old to new, from hate to love, come on, from bitterness to peace, from confusion to the sound mind, praise God. We have to declare the blessings over our lives. My God, I give you glory. I declare over you today that these are surely the days of expanding you, of strengthening you, of increasing you. You are coming into the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Can I talk this morning? Can I just talk with us this morning? Can I? You hear me what I'm saying, right? Can I talk to us this morning? My God, I say thank you. The Bible in Genesis 12, amen, is a conversation about calling, a destiny, a dialogue, a purpose, what God wanted to do in his life. God is glorified when we are blessed. I want to say that one more time. God is glorified. I'm not talking about man. I'm talking about God. God is glorified when we are blessed. I pray for the increase and the release from the spirit of death all over us. Come on, Holy Spirit. You are coming into a season of birthing that will take you to a great breakthrough. Somebody talk to me this morning. My God, I say thank you. God gives us the privilege of participating in the creative process with him. Abraham, glory to God. I'm taking you from barrenness to fruitfulness. Praise God. That's what he told Abraham. And if we are adopted in, glory to God. Glory to God, and we are heirs. Come on. Glory to God. Then that means that I'm coming from barrenness to fruitfulness. Come on, Holy Spirit. I'm coming into a good place. I'm talking to us today that poverty is going, prosperity is coming up, sickness is going down. Glory to God, and health is coming up. Depression, glory to God, is going down, and joy is coming up. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. So what is God saying today? You're coming into a season of birthing that will take you to great breakthroughs, and God will give you the privilege of participating in the creative process with him. Abraham, glory to God. I want to make your name great and for you and give you influence. Come on, God, talk to Abraham. What is he saying about your life? Amen. What did the Lord say this morning? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for a point of time. Come on, Holy Spirit. But at the end, it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will what? It will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. Come on, Holy Spirit. So here, influence, he told him. Greatness isn't about fame. It's about influence. Your elevation isn't just about ambition. Your elevation is about God's agenda. Somebody say it's God's agenda. See, the thing about it is, a lot of people don't understand God's agenda. My God, I say thank you. They think that you're crazy out of your mind. You done lost your mind. Glory to God, glory to God. When God gives you something, amen, it will never look like a natural thing. It looks, glory to God, to people like it's crazy. Why would God do this and do that? Praise God. Why would God do this in your life? Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. It don't seem right. It doesn't seem, but God's agenda is a different agenda. Glory to God, glory to God. Look at God, hallelujah, how he did with all the ones, amen, glory to God, that I have mentioned. We mentioned Jacob. We mentioned, glory to God, Joseph. We mentioned Paul. Why would God do that in their life? When God's agenda is at a present, amen, praise God, nothing looks natural to people. My God, I say thank you. But it's God's agenda. So what I'm saying to you, people of God, God's agenda in your life, it is not going to look right to people, and it should not look right to people, because God's agenda, it will come to pass. My God, I say thank you. Then they want to celebrate with you because they thought you was out of your mind. The purpose of biblical greatness isn't just to be great. It's so God can position us through his purpose and to use us. It's his purpose in life that God wants to use us. His purpose in life that God wants to elevate us. It's God's purpose in life to expand us. It's God's purpose in life, my God, I say thank you, to do what he does in our life. I'm hearing something. Why would God give you a husband, amen, praise God, that's not saved, amen, praise God, because the wife sanctifies the husband. My God, I say thank you. Praise God, get caught up outside. God says the wife sanctifies the man. My God, I say thank you. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's uprooting. God knows what he's putting in us. God knows everything. Somebody say, this is about God's agenda. When they ask you a question, this is God's agenda. God got me in this place right now because it's God's agenda. God dealing with me because it's God's agenda. I might look like this right now, but God has an agenda for my life. It's God's agenda. My God, I say thank you. God wants to exalt himself. Oh, my, stay quarter of our thunder. He wants to exalt himself through you and me. So a prophetic word for many here today, you shall be barren no more. Can I speak a prophetic word over your life? You shall be barren no more. That's prophetic. Come on, Holy Spirit. Genesis 25 and 21 says, now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together. Come on. Now, see, this don't sound right, do it, because God wanted her to have these two children. But somebody says it's God's agenda. It's God's glory. Come on, Holy Spirit. So they struggled together within her. And she said, if all is well, why am I like this? Why is I'm struggling? God, if this is your promise to me, what's going on here? So, quiet of the Lord. What are you inquiring of God that you're struggling with now? And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people, he said, shall be stronger than the other. And the older serve the younger. The struggle in the womb, the birthplace, come on, Holy Spirit, is because it's than you. The prophetic release. In this day of birthing forth, the vision I've instilled within you, do not be afraid to break past your traditional norms. For as I continue to inspire you to move forward, I inspire you to innovate and invent. Come on, Holy Spirit. And in doing so, you will break new ground. Somebody say, I'm breaking new ground today. My God, I say thank you. It might not look like it, but I'm breaking new ground. You will adopt new ideas and attitudes. You will implement, come on, somebody, my God, I say thank you, new strategies, new inventions, and new improvements. See, God sometimes take us through some things that we get a different revelation of who he is and what he can do in our lives. My God, I say thank you. Some things come, praise God, to stretch us a little further and pull us, amen, to expansion. That I know the God of healing. I know the God of deliverance. I know the God that will feed me. I know the God will take me out of debt. I know the God will bless my children. I know that God will bless my marriage. I know, glory to God, because for in this way, I am stretching you, pushing you, pulling you into new realms that I've called you to occupy. See, a lot of times, praise God, we will not be pushed into things. Amen. Praise God. And God putting us through some things. So what God has to do sometimes, he has to stretch us out of shape to put us back in place. My God, I say thank you. And my spirit will not only guide you, he says, but I will inspire you to take new grounds. Somebody say, I'm taking new grounds, I'm taking new grounds, I'm taking new grounds. In the realm, I have called you to personally occupy. See, I will press you to advance, but I will also show you how to do it. I will press you to grow. But I will instruct you along the way. And you will see it come to pass. And start to manifest before you, praise God, you will taste the goodness of my plans conceived within my heart, saith the Lord. And you will know I am love. And there is no one like me. See, that's the God that wants to take control of our lives, amen. As you continue to grow, it's time to spend and preparation will come evident because a lot of times God pushes back into seeking him even more. Your heart will remain steady as your eyes continue to gaze upon the abundant life I will bring to you at your very doorstep. Where are you at right now, praise God? Like my plans for you. And you were born from the depths of love, from within my heart, saith the Lord, and immeasurable goodness of it all will wash away your doubt, your hurt, your fear, your disappointment, and you will be held by them no more. Come on, somebody. See, that's the God we serve. When God births you, praise God, you forget about the doubt. You forget about the hurt. You forget about the fear. You forget about the disappointment because now you have come through. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. For you will see how my hands have been with you always. Somebody know that God's hands is on you right now. God's hands has been with you always. You will see my fingerprints. Amen. On the very page of the book of your life, praise God. You will recognize my handwriting and will know me as your author and your orchestrator. Come on, Holy Spirit. And your heart will acknowledge experience you have encountered and how they have shaped you, trained you, prepared you for the day. Amen. As well as for what is yet to come. My God, I say thank you. When God does something in the lives of people, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, the thing I'm going to say is God's agenda. This is not man's agenda. It's God's agenda over your life. It might look crazy right now. It might seem crazy right now. But come on, Holy Spirit. My God, I say thank you. As you continue to follow me, your heart will become softened. Your hopes will become enlarged. Your joy will increase. Come on, somebody. Your joy will be increased, and your well-being will be, glory to God, abundant in every way. So God said, so be encouraged, my precious one, my loved one, my beloved, my children, my queens, my kings. Be, glory to God, be encouraged. As you allow me to inspire innovation and true growth in your life, be bold in the knowledge that I am with you. Be bold in the knowledge that I am with you. Come on, Holy Spirit, leading you and working in you to continue to accomplish my good plans in your life. We receive God's vision and plans for the rest of this year and beyond. Come on, we almost in the middle, glory to God, of the year, people of God. June is coming and we're almost in the middle, but this is our time, amen, glory to God, to get closer with the Holy Spirit, get closer with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, glory to God. We receive God's vision and plans for the rest of this year and beyond. God, the Lord grants us a supernatural infusion of faith. Come on, somebody. Somebody need an infusion of faith that matches the time it takes us forward and strengthens our spirit. So glory to God. Who needs an infusion of the Holy Spirit? There's a time, amen, that God wants to bless you. It's a time, amen, that God wants to love on you. It's a time, amen, praise God, that God said, I did not forget about you. I know where you're at. I know your address, glory to God. I see you, glory to God, glory to God. But you have to know, amen, that God is stretching you. He's expanding your life, amen, praise God, hallelujah. He's going to get the glory out of what you are going through. God knows what he is doing. Let us go to a song. I'll be right back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, here's the pain, it is not your part. Failure, it is not your part.
I believe it is not your portion. I have to
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Say, good news is my portion. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Come on, people of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, we just praying God will give us a supernatural infusion of faith today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That matches, glory to God, the time and takes us forward. Amen. Strengthen our spirit and to put a stake in the ground, people of God. This time for expansion, open our eyes to see the unlimited numbers of possibilities that surround us right now. Inspire us to go after bold vision. Come on, Holy Spirit, to achieve the extraordinary things of God's kingdom and to birth new possibilities. Somebody say, I'm birthing new possibilities. I will bring God glory and finish strong. Glory to God this year. My birthing season in his hair. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I say thank you. Come on, somebody, tell yourself, my birthing season is here. I am chosen and placed for such a time as this. My life matters. Come on, Holy Spirit, and I am making a difference in life. See, you got to talk to yourself. Prophesy over yourself. Needs me. Come on, today needs me. Tomorrow needs me. There are things that are yet to happen that needs me. Come on, people of God, my God, I say thank you. I will step forward and stretch out my life to God. I will stretch forward and put my life in the hands of God, embracing faith as my attitude to face all things. Come on, somebody. I'm embracing faith as my attitude to face all things. I will step up and do great exploits with God and for God. Come on, Holy Ghost. I will step beyond my current limitation and reach out to grasp a blessed future. I will step above into a higher place with new position and a new future filled with God's hope. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you. I speak this over to you today, praise God. Hallelujah. I stand against the darkness. My God, I say thank you. And I let the light, my light shine in my place in this world. Come on, someone. Take your place in this world, people of God. See, we got to understand there's a place for you. There's a place, glory to God, that God has for you. In my place of influence and authority will keep my heart open to the work of the Holy Spirit. I will live in adventure, praise God. I will walk in my God-given purpose and passion, and I will see the provision of the Lord. Somebody shout with me this morning, people of God. Glory to God. I'm going above glory. I'm going above God. What God wants me to go. Glory to God. I'm going above the people that's trying to pull me down. I'm going above. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. My way of thinking is different. Glory to God. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking in your heart? Are you feeling like, praise God, I will never be healed? That's a lie. That's the devil's lie. Glory to God. I will never be delivered. That's a lie. That's the devil's lie. Praise God. Get caught up by Santa Huda by sight. I will always be like this. That's a lie. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is God saying to you? What is God birthing in you? As we say, write what you see. Write it in a big block letter so that it can be read on the run. The vision, the vision, the vision. Glory to God is a witness pointing to what's coming. Glory to God. It's coming, people of God. It can hardly wait. It doesn't lie. It might seem so and coming, but God said, wait on it. Praise God. It will come at the right time. Somebody say, I'm bearing no more. Praise God. I'm producing. I'm expanding. Glory to God. Glory to God. My life is blessed. My children is blessed. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. My spouse is blessed. Amen. My ministry is blessed. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. We have to think higher than we are. Praise God. God don't want us to think that. He wants us to think positive, knowing that God has a plan. The Bible says, what did he say? He said, I will stand upon my watch and see what he will say to me. Come on, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And watch to see what he will say unto me. me and what I will answer when I am corrected. What is God correcting you of? Is he correcting you of doubt? Come on. Depression, oppression. We coming out of that day. I decree and declare the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority that he has given. You are coming out of that place today. I'm pulling you out of that place. I'm pulling you out of depression. I'm pulling you out of oppression. I'm pulling you out of what the Lord says for you. Praise God. What did God say? Glory to God. Life is a process. Come on, Holy Spirit. Somebody says God's agenda in my life that might look crazy right now. So when I think about what the enemy says, when he says I'm depressed, I'm not depressed, I have joy. When he says I'm down, I'm not down, I'm up and over. When he says I'm in bondage, I'm in freedom. Come on, somebody. See, when the enemy speaks to us, come on, Holy Spirit, we have to speak back in that place. I'm not hating on nobody. I'm going to love them. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to love them till they won. Come on, Holy Spirit. The bitterness, come on, to peace. Come on, confusion, I have a sound mind. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that you are expanding, that you are being strengthened, that you are increasing. Come on, somebody. That goodness is coming. The perfect will of God is coming over your life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Don't forget that we had a great cloud of witnesses that they thought, amen, praise God. And we don't know, praise God, what was going on in their lives. But we know that God did some great things in Ruth's life, the foreigners. Come on, Holy Spirit, my God, I say thank you. He did some things in Peter's life, amen, Jacob. Come on, somebody. There was things that happened in life. But come on, we believe God, amen. Glory to God. Anything, the blessings that God gives us is always tested. Come on, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. How are you going to have a test? Testimony without the test. Come on, Holy Spirit. My God, we don't want the test. We want the testimony. We want to skip past the test, but want the testimony. Come on, somebody. A lot of times people don't even understand that what you've been through. They just see the glory of God, but they don't understand the story. Come on, Holy Spirit. What story did you walk through that you got the glory where God took you? Praise God. They want to get in the glory. They don't want to go through the process with you when you're going through the mud and the dirt. And come on, somebody, underneath the dirt, come on, that God had to pull you way up, praise God, hallelujah, to set your feet on solid ground. They don't want to go with you that place, amen. They want to step into your glory when God has already blessed you. But if you didn't with me in the bad times, how are you going to be with me in the good times? Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. First to myself, because the word of God says it comes to the preacher first. Hallelujah. So today, people of God, whatever God says, remember, write the vision. Make it plain. Make it plain. Ha, satura basanda. The humanitarian, at the point of time, it shall come to pass, saith the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. You have been on the air with Apostle Callan McNeil this morning. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you need to get in touch with me, people of God, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. Let me say it one more time because I said it fast. 302-883-9799. If you need prayer, amen, praise God, hallelujah, call me. This is our Sunday morning service. If you'd like to be a blessing and tithe the offering and everything like that, amen, whatever God has laid upon your heart, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Get in touch with me, amen, praise God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, and you have been on the air. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on this day. I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. Glory to God for what God is doing in your life. I know that God is doing great and extraordinary things. Amen. But when they look at your life, tell them, hallelujah, it's all the way it was God's agenda over my life. Hallelujah. Because surely, 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 a bright light should shine upon you. Amen. Don't forget tomorrow. Amen. Rise and grind for Jesus. Pastor Matthew McNeil. Amen. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on tomorrow at 6 p.m. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He'll be on tomorrow. Amen. So with that being said, I'm going to pray. Amen. And we believe God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God for all things, great and small. Amen. Let us pray, people of God. Hallelujah. But before I pray, amen, I just want you to keep saying, I am healed. I am blessed. I am strong and filled with God's spirit. I am anointed. God's favor surround me. My family is protected and surrounded by angels. My home is filled with peace. Come on, somebody. The Lord is prospering me. This is my season, and I am succeeding. Come on, I'm succeeding. Glory of God. God is going to do his thing. Keep on blessing yourself. Keep on speaking over yourself. Speak in your mind. Amen. Praise God. Raise up out of that place. Come to a new era in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Praise God. Where God is, because God is love, peace, and joy. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord today. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your sovereignty, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the things that you are doing even now, Father God, over your people and your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, yes, Holy Spirit, that you would touch right now, Father God, each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will encourage them today, Father God. Send someone, Father God, to bless them today, Father God. Encourage them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I speak healing. I speak healing to the bones. I speak healing to the body. I speak healing to the mind right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask, Father God, for a supernatural touch from heaven. For each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father God, to move by your Holy Spirit, God, today, Father God. Breathe and touch them, God. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is their birthing season, God. They are barren no more, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you are just taking us through a process, amen, praise God, that you can get the glory out of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the great cloud of witnesses, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength on today, Father God. We thank you for prosperity, God. We thank you for good health, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are depressed no more, that the joy of the Lord is filling our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you have removed us from bondage to freedom, Father God. We thank you to the new, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have peace of mind, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is no confusion within our family, Father God, but you are bringing love, connection in our family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless everyone, Father God. Bless their home. Bless them, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Call them to raise their hands to you in total surrender, Father God, that you can take them to the next level in their lives, God, a great expansion, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Where you will wrap your arms around us, Father God, and glory to God. And most of all, Father God, we thank you because you have the great agenda for our lives. And we give you glory, Father God. As we speak on this week, this is God's agenda. This is God's movement. This is God, what God is doing in my life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us, glory to God, take hold of faith, Father God, because your word says in the hood of our son, the just shall live by faith, Father God. And we thank you that we are no more barren, that we are walking in a greater season in our lives. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the people of God say amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you all. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you. Remember, you are surrounded. God will fight every battle.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles.
Woo!
When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look